Car Talk Saturdays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. here on KUAF.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
The Fayetteville City Council tonight is scheduled to decide the fate of an expansion of a smoking ban that would extend into the city's clubs and bars. The ordinance to bar smoking inside all of the city's bars will be on its third reading tonight. It will require a supermajority, that is 6 of the 8 council members, to pass. If passed, the ban would take effect in early 2012.
The Alma Police Department is getting some help with the case of Morgan Nick, the 6-year-old girl abducted from a Little League baseball game in 1995. Police Chief Russell White says two retired detectives with a combined 82 years experience have been sworn in as Alma police officers and are working for minimum wage. White says he hopes some fresh eyes will help eliminate some suspects from a lengthy list.
We have the name of the person who abducted Morgan. The problem being is that there's so many of them we haven't been able to clear we can't establish whether we have or not. So these guys are totally dedicated to it, and we're hopeful.
White says the two new officers will work full-time on the Morgan Nick case, mainly from their homes in California and Florida. White says the two have also rented a home in Alma, where they plan to stay during frequent visits to Arkansas.
The highway promotions group Move Arkansas Forward plans to meet today to discuss a new marketing strategy for a highway improvement plan. The group is made up of private transportation industry members who want to convince Arkansans to vote for a 5-cent tax increase on diesel fuel to fund the improvements. Director of Arkansas Good Roads Council and committee member Johnny Boland says this will be a preliminary meeting.
What I'm hoping will take place is the structure will be put in place, you know, chairmen and treasures and all that stuff, and we will launch the movement. And when we do that, then that's when the real, what I call boots on the ground, the leather of going out and convincing the people.
Boland says that the campaign will be funded by several industry groups and local chambers of commerce. A 0.5-cent sales tax has already been placed on next November's ballot, but a diesel vote is awaiting Governor Beebe's call for a special election.
Arkansas's GDP for 2010 was an improvement of 2.3% over the 2009 GDP, according to a report released this morning by the Federal Bureau of Economic Analysis. The state's sectors showing the best growth in 2010 were durable goods manufacturing, non-durable goods manufacturing, and retail. The state's 2010 GDP numbers ranked 26th in the country in terms of growth. A full summary about the report can be found at our content partners, thecitywire.com and talkbusiness.net. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals are back in a tie for first place in the Texas League North. The Naturals picked up an extra inning victory in Springdale last night and are tied for first with Tulsa. The Naturals don't play tonight, but begin a brief 4-day, 6-game road trip to North Little Rock tomorrow and return to Arvest Ballpark Sunday to begin an 8-game homestand.